What about if you were up in the mountains, what would you call a place where water drops a long distance? You'd say that's a what?
Waterfall.
It's a waterfall. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about the different types of surfaces that are on the roads around here. You said you had, just blacktop or asphalt, something like that?
Asphalt. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some, what about if you don't, if some of the roads around here that aren't paved, what are they made out of?
Just, some of them's been clayed and some not. Mm-hmm. Just plain dirt. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any gravel roads around here?
Don't know any gravel road around here. It's not got the blacktop in it.
Are there any cement roads or concrete roads
not
around
right
here?
Close around. Mm-hmm.
Are there any in town?
There's some in town,
In town. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were traveling along the main road and you went off a little road, what would you call
a bypass?
That'd be a bypass. Mm-hmm. Or would you call that just any little road that went off the main road?
No, you mean...
Do you have any special name just for roads that go off the main road?
Not that I know.
Like back road or something like that?
Yeah, could be a back road, a field road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if you went off the road, you're going up to a man's house, you'd call that the what?
Driveway.
That'd be the driveway, yeah. Or what about, you know, if you were driving in your cows from the pasture to the barn, what would you call a little place that's been worn out by the cows?
A lane.
That'd be a lane. Mm-hmm. Okay, and especially in town, what do you call that thing, you know, that people walk along in town?
Sidewalk.
That's a sidewalk. Have you ever seen, you know, in residential areas in town, there's sometimes a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Lawn.
Well, is that just part of the lawn that's between the sidewalk?
Between the sidewalk.
Yeah, you got the street, let's say the sidewalk right here, and the street right here, and there's usually...
Strip of grass.
Yeah, right there between the sidewalk and the street, but between the sidewalk and the curb.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people call that a tree lawn?
Tree lawn?
Tree lawn, uh-huh.
I never had noticed
You it. Never have? Okay. Well, what about if you were... You were out in the country and you were walking by a farmer's cornfield and you saw some crows in there getting after his corn. You might stop and reach down and pick up a
stick or rock
and do what?
Throw it at him.
Have you ever heard people use another word besides throw?
Chunk it.
I heard that a lot of times.
Yes, ma'am. Means the same thing. It says throw it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what about if you have some company come over, you might tell them, well, why don't you just sit down and make yourself
at home?
Mm-hmm. Or if I met you out in the front yard and I asked where your wife was, you might say, well, she's not out here, she's
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, or
the
why will be in the kitchen? Well, what do you call this beverage that a lot of people like to drink at breakfast? You know, it's hot.
Well, there's a chocolate
or you were talking about those bags.
Well, hot chocolate or orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Or especially if it's hot. You know, some people like it with cream and sugar.
It's coffee.
Oh, coffee. Yeah.
You drink coffee? Mm-hmm.
Coffee.
If you were going to a restaurant and you ordered coffee, how would you order your coffee? How do you like your coffee?
With cream and sugar.
Uh-huh, with cream and sugar. So you'd say you like your coffee with milk or something like that?
Yeah, cream or sugar.
Mm-hmm. What do you call coffee if you don't want anything in it at all? How would you order it?
Black coffee.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people